Welcome to a wonderful place, the best church in the city, if you don't know already. Right? Yeah. So we're starting a series called Venture VC. We all know VC in Silicon Valley. It's a venture capital. But I'm talking about another C, which is Christ. So Venture Christ. Let us venture Christ this Christmas season. And I was reading about Jeff Bezos. He is the CEO of Amazon. And he is the number one CEO right now. And when you look at the, I've been reading the top 20 CEOs here, and he is number one. Now, when he was in New York, he went to his boss and said, I want to start a startup company, and I want to sell books online. So his boss said, let's go for a walk, right? So they went for a walk, and he said to him, I think it's a great idea to sell books online, but since you have a job, let somebody who don't have a job do that. You know? He didn't want to let him lose his job. It's like he's taking risk. For any startup company, you need a venture capitalist to come to invest in it. You need the capital. And so when he went to Seattle to start the company, who invested in this startup miracle? It was his parents. And his parents invested 70%, I don't know how much, I got that wrong. But they invested a lot of money in it to start it. So he went and said to his mom and dad, Dad, there is 70% chance that this business is not going to succeed. Right? And this business is going to be on the internet. So his dad looked at him and said, what is an internet? He realized then that the investment was not going to be on his great idea, but on him. That his mom and dad were saying, I trust you, son, and we're going to invest you. See, in God, Inc., Incorporated, I believe that God is the greatest CEO that I know. He is the greatest CEO, and he runs this fantastic, amazing venture network. If there is a name, or ever a name was that, it would be like a heaven and earth company, right? He runs this heaven and earth company, and his workers are amazing. And the network is everywhere. It's connected everywhere. He's a fantastic CEO. Now, to work in his company, you probably don't need a degree on engineering, computer science, MBA, or PhD in physics, chemistry. But there is one requirement, that you believe and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will infuse you with the power of the Holy Spirit to be successful and amazing in his company. So anyone ready to sign up for God's company today? Yeah? All right. So when we look at God, so he's looking for Advent venture partners. See? He's looking for venture partners. You don't have to have $1 million, $1 billion. You don't have to have all those degrees, but he will all make you a director in his kingdom. You're going to be director. You're going to direct people to God. You're going to be the director of the souls. And those who are kind of lost and looking for a way, you're going to direct her into this great, amazing experience that you cannot find on internet. Online shopping, more thrilling. Just like this little girl. She can't wait. I want to declare. She's jumping whole time in my office. She's jumping into the water, and mom and I like, we're so happy for you. Yeah, she's jumping even when we're hugging, right? You can't get that on internet. The thrill that comes from the kingdom of God, that the infused by the Holy Spirit. And we want to talk about that today in this venture partners. And I'm going to talk about four prophets and a ruler. that God ventured with four prophets and a ruler, five partners. Not all of them. We can't list today, but I want to talk about that. So what did he do? God used the prophets as forerunners of his kingdom, the kingdom of Christ, the coming of Christ. God used the prophet to make big announcements. It's like the next big thing is going to come. Who did he use? The prophets. And then God used the prophets to speak his word in his name. They were the spokesperson for his kingdom. He was looking for those partners. I want to talk about four of them. And the first one, the first partner that he ventured with was Isaiah. Isaiah is known as the greatest prophet. And he came from a royal family. Isaiah came from a royal family. And God told him, come work with me in my company. And I want you to speak and make some big, huge announcement. Breaking news at that time. Like 600 years before Christ, about that time. And he said to go tell the people, a voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness, make smooth in the desert for a highway for our God. And God spoke to Isaiah to say, clear the way. Clear the way. Make road for the Messiah to come. He also said, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Just as we sang, this is huge announcement that a virgin is going to give birth. No one has heard that, right? This is like the biggest media event if there was. If there was a product sale media event, this would be it. Tim Cook would take this to the world, right? Google CEOs will take this to the world and say, we got to make this biggest announcement, huge event, media event, press releases. Come at this time at 2 p.m. Big screen is up there. And you try to turn it on and the projector fail or whatever, it doesn't turn on, right? It's not like that. This guy, Isaiah, make a big announcement that a virgin is going to give birth. Not only that, there will be a messenger that will come before him. Did that pan out or not? I mean, did the announcement work or not? Because preparing the way for Messiah, we know that that was fulfilled when you read in Mark chapter 1, 600 years later, John the Baptist came. See? And then the miracle of the virgin birth was fulfilled when you read in Matthew and Luke that Mary gave birth to the Lord Jesus Christ. She was pregnant of the Holy Spirit, conceived of the Holy Spirit. Isn't it amazing that God's director's words are trustworthy? Because God prepares the path that we should walk. He's preparing the way in those days, long ago. And today, He's asking us to prepare the way for some people to walk in the path that He has chosen. This is not the end. The work of Isaiah might have been done a long time ago, but He's asking us to prepare the way again now. So people can find way to the promised land. And he wants us to do that. See, there's another prophet, not known by people. His name is Malachi. And he said to Malachi, he said, you work with me in my kingdom, in my company. I send my messenger and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming. God is venturing with Malachi, not very well known, partnering for his kingdom network to make a breaking news. What is the breaking news again? Of the coming Messiah and the coming messenger. And that was fulfilled in Matthew 3, 1-3. is amazing. Amazing stuff's happening here. You might find it old, but I'm telling you, if you read with the energy and passion of the Holy Spirit, this thing's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. The stuff that you say are actually happening, it should blow the mind of people. God appoints the messenger to announce the coming of the Messiah. Who are the messenger? You and I. Now, today. He's appointing you to announce the coming of the Messiah, which this little girl believed and got baptized today. Not only that, he networked with a very unknown, obscure guy. His name is Micah. But as for you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you, one will go forth for me to be ruler in Israel. There was no MapQuest or Google or GPS at that time. Okay? But God used Micah to be the GPS. And he said, in Bethlehem, Ephrathah, Bethlehem, the son Messiah is going to be born. Who did he declare to? This obscure guy, right? Who would have heard it? Well, the wise kings from the east heard it. And they followed the GPS of Micah, come to Jerusalem, and ask King Herod and the religious leaders and say, where is this child that's going to be born? And they had to go back and look at the file and the prophecy. And they say, oh, it's going to be in Bethlehem. They followed the star till Bethlehem. Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. Just imagine coming from the east. They're crossing all kinds of geography there. Topography. See, there are deserts there. And just imagine those wise king coming. Did they know each other? Did they decide it? Did they call up? How did they do that? We're going to meet at this place and carpool. Not carpool, camera pool. Yeah. Amazing stuff. I mean, this is really amazing to me that this wise man found the place that this obscure guy from a very unknown village talked about. The Bible says that he was too obscure to be known even with the clan of Judah from a village that nobody heard of. So this guy came from a village nobody heard of, a name nobody knows, and what did he do? He turned the world upside down. How many of you are feeling ordinary today? Anyone feeling kind of ordinary? Yeah? Kind of obscure? You're a perfect candidate for a miracle. I'm telling you, you feel ordinary, you feel obscure, you're a perfect candidate for a miracle. This miracle that God started, a startup miracle. It's amazing. God can use ordinary people from obscure place for extraordinary purpose. Have anyone of you heard Twin M? No? I was born in Twin M. You know? It's not even in the map. But he took me out from a forest jungle village in northeast of India on the Himalayan range of the mountain. And he brought me here to the greatest nation on earth. You know, it's God who directs our destination. God is our GPS. And if you walk with God, He will take you where He had always planned from the beginning of time for you to walk. We are not making up stories here today. Everything that these four prophets have said had come to pass. There is another one. His name is Jeremiah. For none of his descendants shall prosper sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in Judah. This is, there's a name, there's a king named Coniah. Jehoiakim is his name. Coniah, if you read in Jeremiah 22. Okay. God said to Jehoiakim, Coniah, that none of your descendants are going to sit on the throne ever again. So the sons of Solomon and David are not going to be on the throne ever. God said, no, it's not going to happen. Did it happen? Has there been a king after them? No, there hasn't been a king in Jerusalem, in Judah, in Israel after that. But this is to fulfill the prophecy that Jesus will come from the house of David. See? Adopted son of Mary and Joseph became the king of Israel and thus fulfilled the prophecy of Jeremiah. Now Jeremiah said again that, "Behold, I cry the lamentation and weeping in Ramah." Remember that? They were not, the parents were not, they couldn't console them anymore. Because of this great sorrow. And this was written in Matthew. Do you know what he was talking about? What this prophet was talking about? He was talking about the slaying of the child under 2-year-old by Herod when Christ was born. And there was weeping and sorrow in Bethlehem at that time because Herod killed all the male child under 2 years old. And Jeremiah prophesied that there is going to be bitter sorrow, weeping and pain. And it happened. But it also happened that the royal line that was cursed off and cut off was also the fulfillment of the prophecy of David coming. No, Jesus coming from the house of David to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We await His coming today. Do you know where I'm getting at? Where I'm getting at is the second coming is not a hoax. It is going to come. And I hope we are not like the religious people in Jerusalem who knew that Christ was going to be born in Bethlehem. And when the wise men, non-Christian, they came, did they follow them? No. They didn't follow them. They sent them off. I hope in Santa Clara. When people come to us about direction, to the heaven and earth company, that you're ready to go with them. How did this sermon series started? I was reading about startup company in Silicon Valley around October, November. And one of this young gal, just like many of our startup company guys working here, she was writing about how she was going to miss 24th and 25th, that she wouldn't be able to go to Christmas and the church because they're going to launch their new company during that time. So they will not even be able to go home. They're going to work whole day, whole night, just sleep in the office and launch this startup company. And they got to get it done, right? This spoke to my heart, pricked my heart, and said, you know, I want to look at this venture capitalist and venture capital and how it is taking away our hearts from venturing into Christ, the one who offers this extraordinary, amazing life in Him. And that we could sacrifice the life that Christ offered because we have to launch a startup company. That's how the series came to me. And it is going to be very relevant to all of us because this Christmas, well, it's already happened since Thanksgiving week. I've been trying to catch up every day. I'm running behind. No. So we may not be able to celebrate Jesus in our busyness, trying to shop for gifts, bake cakes, prepare food, trying to go to relatives, without knowing Christmas is gone. And you haven't shared a word about Christ to anybody. That's why it says, the winter has come and the summer is gone, but people are still not saved. Why? Because we are busy shopping online and baking cakes and wrapping Christmas gifts. You know, God preserves His promises. I want to talk about this. Daniel, he's the ruler, the third in command in Babylon. He's the third in command, and God called him to work in His company. And when you read Daniel chapter 9, he talked about the rebuilding of the temple and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was fulfilled in Mark 11:1 and Luke 19:29 and 38. Now, I want you to read Daniel chapter 9, verse 24, 25. Okay? It's very hard to understand if you don't read carefully. But in 25, it says, there's 7 weeks of 62, right? 7 weeks of 62 and 7 weeks of 7 years. The number is there. And the Messiah will be cut off. See, the word is the Messiah will be cut off. So 62 of 7 weeks. When you multiply that, how much did you get? 434 years. 17. Multiply 7 is? Thank you. You're so smart, honey. You know, that's why I married you. I love you. Yeah. My. She's not just pretty. She's smart too. Right? That's a good thing. So 7 is 749. 432 plus 49 is how much? Huh? No, 62 into 7 would be 434, isn't it? 7 multiplied 2 is 14, isn't it right? So 434 to 49 would be like 483. Yes. So it says that in 483 years, you take that, and when he was in Babylon, a decree was given in 445 BC that they can go and build Jerusalem. If you count that year, the birth of Christ came at 30 AD. Exact number that Daniel predicted that it will happen. I want you to go and read Daniel chapter 9, 24, 25, 26. It's amazing. It blows my mind. I don't have a math mind, okay? But how God used these guys to predict and pronounce, give directions, places to go, years to happen, is just amazing. So who did he use? He used a guy from a royal family, Isaiah. He used a son of a priest, Jeremiah. Father is Hilkiah. And he used Malachi and Micah, which we don't know where they come from. Very obscure guy. And he used a ruler who was a captive and a slave in a foreign land. You see how God used all kinds of people? Not just some sort of people, not just people that go to seminary. He used from royal family, priestly family, rulers in the government, unknown people in his kingdom and earth network to do extraordinary things. He wants to venture with you. He wants to venture. He wants you to be a venture partner so you can invest in somebody who can start up his or her faith. Are you willing to invest in some boy or girl, man or woman, so he or she can start up her faith kingdom? He's looking for partners. Venturing Christ so they will experience things they have never experienced. Be bold and courageous to take risk with Christ this Christmas season. We need to ask the worship team to come up and get ready to lead us in worship. We can only do that if we keep Christ as our focus this season, this Christmas season. I'm really praying for souls to be saved during Bethlehem. Many men and women have worked so hard, labored so hard to make this happen. So let us come together as a body of Christ that we may lead somebody into the kingdom of God. That he or she will one day stand here and say, I want to declare my faith in the Lord Jesus. So by faith, this whole week is going to be a super week here at the church. Pray for epic supernatural movement in this facility. And you be ready to share the good news to anybody if they come up to you, because you are the director of the CEO, the greatest CEO. Be ready. Are you with me? Yeah, if you're with me, let's get on our feet and let God know that we're ready for Him. Yes. Oh, come, oh, come. Oh, come.